to notice if it's sitting in a good position or not. So I begin with my feet. And it's, I don't know if this happens to you, I've been meditating for such a long time, but when I actually start looking at my feet, I find they're not in a good position. Sometimes I'm a bit sort of lazy or just rush too fast. So now I become really aware of my feet and I will adjust them, I will fidget. You're fidgeting for a purpose, for being aware and kind to your own body. I know a lot of people, you know, if you ever go to a psychologist, they always say, learn how to forgive yourself, love yourself, be kind to yourself. And this is how we start that, by being kind to your own body. And once I've adjusted my feet, now they feel good. I just check to make sure. You can't play around with your own feelings and emotions. This is almost a basic truth for you, how you feel. Not how you should feel, but how you actually feel. Now once my feet are relaxed, I go up to my lower legs. This is, you know, a sweeping meditation. You sweep your awareness up your body. But it's not just awareness you're doing, it's also kindness. If you become aware of a situation where your legs aren't comfortable, for goodness sake, move them, adjust them, make them a bit more comfortable. And then you get to your knees. Many people do have problems with their knees. I'm aware of my knees. That awareness, plus some kindness, allows me to relax. And I know that feeling of relaxation. It's not false, it's not made up, it's not a fantasy, it's real. And I can see the body just, if there's any pain or difficulty there, it heals. Relaxation is, and kindness is very, very therapeutic. You go past the knee, up the thighs. As my awareness goes up the thighs, again it continues to relax as it goes up. It's like every part of my body is important to me. I don't know if ever you've felt that no one really notices you or cares for you. Sometimes parts of your own body feel like that. And just actually to notice each part of the body and care for it, it's a huge benefit to your health and well-being. Every part of my body counts. I get to my butt. There's all the feelings in those muscles there. And learning how to relax a whole lot. As best I can. I can't be perfect. That's one of the reasons I love just being aware of the feeling in my bottom. You can't make that pressure of the weight of the torso transferred onto the cushion. You can't make it go away. You can just make it the best possible. And that is enough. Once it's reasonably comfortable, I know after a little while it will disappear by itself. I get to my waist. You know, I just love to give a stretch to my back. And then the waist feels good. And the whole back, feel it. You know, sometimes people feel you have to have a straight back to meditate. You can lean against the back of the chair if you wish. Whatever is more comfortable for you and allows you to be more alert. If you lean back too much, you can fall asleep. You try and keep a straight back and it's too much tension. You try by trial and error, which is the best for you. When we go to the front of your body again, especially your torso and all those organs and stuff inside your body, how are they right now? You get to be aware of all these parts of your body. Some parts of my body don't seem to ever cause me a problem. So my awareness of them is not that great. Other parts, I know them very well. I got a well-known friend. I know how to deal with them and be kind to them. And always find that the combination of mindfulness and kindfulness, is what relaxes any irritation, any injury, and things start to heal. I do have slight irritation in my intestine right now. At least I had it a moment ago. Now just being kind to it, letting it be. If I fight it and try and get rid of it, it adds to the tension. If I'm kind to it, you don't feel the tension anymore. Go out to my stomach and lungs and heart and all those organs in my back somewhere. They're all at ease right now. So I get sweep up my body, so I get to my shoulders. And I learn how to ease those feelings in the shoulders, not to hold them tight. It's like I'm asking my shoulders how they want to be. And relaxing them to the max. Not pulling them apart, but letting them be loose. Until you get to know the best position for your shoulders for you, today. And I let my awareness travel down my arms, past my elbows, down the front of the arms, to the wrists and the hands. It's usually those arms and hands that are just really at ease. I do remember those months ago when I took injections, vaccinations for COVID. And just that's what I did after you received them, just relax the arms so much. You can hardly feel the injection. And afterwards to relax them so that any sort of inflammation or anything never occurred. When you know your body, it's amazing what you can do with it. There's times in Thailand they would, you know, you donate blood. They never injected anything into you. They just put that know, quite sharp needle, not needle, but tube straight into the vein. It's okay. Anyway, because you know how to relax. Then you go to your neck, make sure your throat and neck are just comfortable. I always move my head on top of my neck to make sure it's the best position. See, I'm checking through all my body parts until I get to the front of my face. And I relax the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. These are a little segue, a link to the emotional world where we're going next. If your mind is tense, it shows on your face. If you have anger, fear, people can read it on your face because your muscles tense up. So when my muscles around the eyes and the mouth are all at ease, then my emotional world is at ease too, mostly. And then I look at my whole body sitting here. It's all joined up. It's relaxed. The awareness, the mindfulness, together with kindness, really starts to work. The body feels comfortable, much more comfortable than it was when I started 5 minutes ago. And with that comfort, hopefully you can notice the delight of a relaxed body. It feels good. And once you can be aware of your body, relaxed, and notice that delightful feeling, my body relaxes even more. And soon it gets at ease. And I know this is a really nice time, good time, to actually go to the mind. The body's been dealt with. Just like you come here in a car, you park it in a good spot, lock it all up, make sure everything is in the correct place. And you can lock the car doors and come to the temple here knowing your car will be safe. If you know your body will be safe, it's easy to let it be and go to the mind. So now I ask myself, how peaceful am I? It's a little trick to move to what we know as the mind, because peace lives in the mind, not in the body, not in the world, in your mind. How peaceful are you right now? What makes that peace deeper and more stable? And how does peace of mind feel? It's delightful. It's in this moment. And it's difficult to describe with thinking and thoughts and names. So we know it through our emotional world. We feel peace rather than trying to describe it. The past is unreachable. The future is a fantasy. It's work in action. And you're creating your future now. So stay here in this moment when it starts to feel pleasant, the delightful present moment, the delightful silence. You don't need to put effort, force into watching this moment. This moment grabs you. You just stay here and observe the mind get more and more peaceful. It's like the wind has stopped blowing. And the waves on the surface of the lake get smaller and smaller until the lake gets perfectly still. I will be quiet now for 5 or 8 minutes. When I start speaking again, it'll be close to the end of the meditation. Just stay in this moment and see if you can enjoy just being here instead of trying to go somewhere. getting close now to the end of the meditation. How do you feel emotionally? You're accepting your mind and body in this moment, letting it be. How does the body feel when the mind is at peace? There's a delight always associated with peace of mind. A healing, a freedom, which we often miss. We're trying to chase something. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to formally end the meditation. Please wait for the 3rd sound from the gong before opening your eyes. Excellent. So please wiggle and, is that the right word, wiggle? But just please adjust your posture and just to get yourself into a comfortable position for the talk, which is coming next.